Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jason Block here from Spectrum One and the North American Wrestling Connection on a very early Sunday morning here as we record this, June 5th. And Carl, we have nuclear blockbuster news. Okay, this is actually one of the biggest news in wrestling in a long, long time. As you know, Carl, well, let me set this up. Mm-hmm. Ariel Helwani from MMA, I believe it's either Fighting MMA or MMAfighting.com. I forget what site.
It's one of the two.
Okay. Broke the news that the rumors were swirling that Brock Lesnar was going to return for UFC 200 as a fighter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The news officially broke tonight at UFC 199 for a promo video for UFC 200. Where they were promoting Jones Cormier 2, Miesha Tate, and Holly Holm, and Jones Cormier, I apologize, right?
Yeah.
And they also announced that Diaz McGregor 2 would be the UFC 202 main event. But the big part of the video was the fact that at the end of the promo video, you hear the words from Brock Lesnar, "Can you see me now?" And you see him throw a punch into the camera. He is officially on the card for UFC 200. That's not the big part of this, right, Carl?
No, that's not the big part. The big part is WWE promoted it.
And has signed off on it. The WWE website, if you look at the WWE.com website, it goes like this. It says, and my heart is beating huge on this, okay? Brock Lesnar to compete at UFC 200 prior to return at major WWE event. It says, Brock Lesnar remains under contract to WWE. However, he has been granted a one-off opportunity to compete at UFC 200. Following this milestone event on July 9th, Brock will return to WWE for SummerSlam on August 21st. That is where the mic gets dropped. We have now, Cindy, first of all, we're Cindy Seidelman, Carl Chenier here as well. Cindy, have we ever seen two rival promoters of this magnitude co-promote anything this big that you can think of?
Not since Super Clash 3, when the AWA was working with World Class and promoted that big event. But this is huge, and the going rumor on this, and here's where it gets really juicy. The going rumor is that a deal was struck between Vince and Dana. Dana got Brock for UFC 200. Vince gets Rousey for WrestleMania 33.
Oh, Carl, the possibilities are endless on this one.
Oh, the
right?
Irony, eh?
What do you mean the irony? What do you mean?
We knew he was going to get Ronda eventually at some point, and it took sending Brock down to UFC to get it done, apparently.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, first of all, we're just coming to this as of now. You know, as of about 12:30 Eastern time as we record this, and news really has broke only for about an hour or so, right?
Yeah, Russell Chat's already blown up with news.
You know, well, what is our friends at Russell Chat say?
Brett Clandaniel's been on this for the last couple of hours.
Anything outside of what we've heard that it's Russell, you know, it's Brock for Ronda. That sort of thing, because that's the big rumor that I've heard. And that on ESPN, which is another co-promotion deal, they're going to announce the opponent on Monday.
Yeah, Monday night they're going to announce his opponent.
And my guess is it's going to be Fedor.
No.
Or is Fedor done?
No, Fedor tested positive for steroids, I believe.
So he's done, according to WrestleChat.net, one of the names being thrown around is Mark Hunt.
Right.
But I think that might be wanting to wait until everything is official. and which everything will be official come Monday. But here's the thing about it. Brock had this in his according to WrestleChat.net, Brock had it stipulated in his contract that would allow him to fight in the UFC. So this has been planned since well before WrestleMania.
This is when he redid the contract. Thank you. I was going to get to that shortly. It was a one-off.
So you're saying as the April, when he re-signed in 2015, is that what you're talking about?
No, this year's WrestleMania.
Now, I believe he redid the contract earlier before WrestleMania this year.
Uh-huh, so that he could fight if he wanted to.
Just once, at least, yeah.
But yes, yeah, so, and from what I've been hearing, that as soon as WrestleMania was over, he went into full-on training mode.
He did.
And he has been training now, what is it now, for 2 months straight. And he's going to be training one more. And if you know Lesnar, and I believe you know Lesnar, he's been in full beast mode to do this. Okay?
He isn't
going there to lose. But again, let's just reset all this in one more time. I want to just go into this. Because there's so many questions that come to my head. Does this take away from Lesnar's legacy at all, or does it enhance it? To me, it enhances it right now.
I think it enhances it too.
Because right now, because Lesnar is a legit badass. Okay.
He is.
Okay. And when he went into the UFC, he went in to win. Okay. And the last time, you know, he wants to leave UFC on top. And believe me, if he beats Mike Hunt at UFC 200, oh my God. Now, do you think there's so many questions like, is there a co pay per view deal? Is there a there is a co-promotion deal. What's your head? Where are your heads at? Carl, I'll start with you. Where's your head at this?
Well, just the fact that WWE even put this on their website, this tells me this has got to be some kind of co-promoted event.
Right.
In some form.
Right.
But I think with Brock leaving MMA world not like he wanted to with the diverticulitis issues, I think this is his chance to really, really get into good shape. And just even if it's a one-off, which I'm thinking it is, that way we can get Rousey for 33. He'll go in there and beat the living tar, whoever y'all said y'all think he's going to face.
I just had an idea.
What's that?
What is the heavyweight benchmark for weight in UFC?
Is it 265?
Never mind then. But my feeling is this. I think what's going to happen, it could be cross-promoted, but with WWE getting the official pre-show, getting the undercard fights, and not the main pay-per-view fights, and have that broadcast live on the network.
Mm.
And you'll see a lot of promotion for UFC 200 on WWE TV.
Over the next month.
Yeah, they're going to hype this up like the Dickens.
We will see that starting Monday on Monday Night Raw.
You have to see what happens with their Fox partners there. I don't know.
I think they'll be okay if they lose one, because that's kind of a big racing weekend.
That's true.
Well, put it to you this way now. If WWE promotes this as the way they will, does this break the record for the buy rates? Let me. You don't think so?
No, because the benchmark is set so high. What is it? 1.7?
I'm about to look. UFC buy rate record.
Well, while you look that up real fast, I'll say no because Ronda's not on the card.
And I think it's gonna be a while before Ronda gets back on the card because she also
just had knee surgery, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And we documented her problems since the loss, and she went on Ellen and talked about it and all.
Right. Well, as of UFC 196, and I'm looking at this at the Sports Daily to give them credit, okay? UFC 100 was the biggest buy rate ever at 1.6. The main event was Brock Lesnar at Mir, okay? Brock Lesnar is on three of the top 10 buy rate pay-per-views. Okay. which is a number one, number four, and number number six, seven, eight, and number nine. Okay. And number ten, and actually number ten. I'm sorry, UFC, UFC 91. Okay, when he fought Randy Couture. I think they could break 1.6. Don't you?
No.
I'll say it'll get over a mil, but not up to 1.6, and especially since buy rates nowadays are a lot different than they were back then. You know, some people decide to do it on demand and pay for it that way instead of live in progress, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all different nowadays.
You know, but again, you know, I mean, again, is there any negatives to this right now? Is there any negatives to this?
Win-win. Right now, it's all win-win.
Yep.
I mean, it's just crazy. It's just absolute. I mean, wow.
Yeah, it tells me that Vince was that desperate to get Ronda for a WrestleMania, he would be willing to send Brock to UFC for a one-off. There's some balls there.
And plus, they WWE ratings-wise needs the help.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Aren't they still stuck in freefall? I mean, we've seen ratings year to year, and aren't they down, what, 17-18% still?
Could be, but even so, remember, it's not just same-day ratings, it's also plus seven, and also different ratings. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The ratings wars are different, but I'm not necessarily looking at that. I'm looking at more big picture right now. And the big picture is we have a co-promoted fight. Think about this, guys. A co-promoted WWE UFC fight. Or WWE star UFC fight. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Put it to you this way. I expect to see Paul Heyman on WWE TV next week. Or at least very soon. Right?
Oh, he's going to be on Monday. There's no doubt about it. He's going to be making a big promo on Monday.
Yeah. It's on July 9th, I think, right?
Yeah, July 9th. And believe me, this might actually get me to buy it. This might get me to buy this pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking at the card real fast while we're here.
Yeah, because it's a stacked card. It is an absolute...
Cormier and Jones is the, I believe, the main event.
Right.
Aldo and Edgar, you mentioned that, Cindy. Misha Tate's going against Amanda Nunes.
Right.
Johnny Hendricks against Kelvin Gastelum.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of the undercard. Diego Sanchez against Joe Lauzon. And some Japanese people in here. Can't pronounce that name, but yeah, you get the idea.
It's a stacked card.
It's a big card.
And you throw Lesnar into the mix? Hell yeah. Okay. I mean, the reason why they're doing this, I think, is a number thing. If it was UFC 175 or, you know, 169 or whatever it was, he wouldn't fight it.
No.
But it's UFC 200. Okay. And don't be surprised if we see Mr. Brooks in the audience, by the way.
Well, he's going to be there.
Okay.
You could bet your ass he will be there in some form.
Okay. I mean, this is going to be one of those things where people will plunk down, and I will plunk down money to see this. Okay? The buy rates just went through the roof for this shit. Okay? But let me ask you something now. If Lesnar is successful, is this a one-time thing?
I'm going to say yes. I think it's only going to be a one-time thing because that's what his contract stipulated. I think if he is successful, I think he forgoes a WWE contract when it's up, which I think is, what, 2018?
2018, but he'll be 41 by then, right?
never didn't stop Couture. He was still fighting when he was in his, what, 40s?
Yeah, don't get me started on old-timers like Shamrock and Dan Severn, who are still fighting in some form.
I'm not even counting Shamrock, who... How... He must have done something to himself financially in order to keep on getting these fight, or to keep on fighting in, on the age of, well, he's got to be near 50.
Shamrock is over 50, but anyway, there is one key factor, Jason.
Yes.
On where the event is. It's in Vegas, but it's at that new place, the T-Mobile Arena.
Is that a bigger arena?
I think it's about the same size as Thomas and Mack, but, pretty much everything's moving from there to this new place. And Dana got, he got the chance to book the first major sporting event there.
Wow.
That's big itself.
But where is the, because Money in the Bank is in a couple of weeks. Where's that? Thomas and Mack? If you could check.
Yeah, it is Thomas and Mack.
Okay. Because that's on the campus of UNLV.
Yeah, UNLV.
Mm-hmm. No, but the T-Mobile Arena is the is one of the, you know, it's a non, one of the first big non-casino arenas, right?
Yeah, it's it just opened 2 months ago as we
did this. We have something here.
Oh, what's wait that? A minute, wait got? A minute. I corrected myself.
It is at T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah.
Right, but the right after the Miss USA dress rehearsal and the Garth Brooks World Tour. So you got big events coming up there in the this coming month, and it just opened two months ago.
Yeah. So yeah, Danny had the first chance to book over there, but you know WWE moved. I guess had to move theirs over from Thomas and Mack to T-Mobile Arena.
Could be. Well, that's fine. I mean, because, but again, this is just, I mean, this is wild. I mean, again, my mind hasn't really wrapped itself over what just happened. What has just happened? The landscape has changed. You remember jokingly about how our good friend Nikki Haymon, who probably had some hand in this deal to begin with, I say jokingly, basically said, you know, two things. One, they were just having a cup of coffee and, you know, will you two just go into a room and fuck? They did. They did. And they both had, you know, they both had multiple orgasms and they both got a win-win deal. That's what they did. And everybody's happy. Right? I think. Right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, Jason.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We will continue to follow this story as it develops this week, and it will develop this week on the NAWC. We will be recording either Thursday or Friday of this week, and we will have more news on this. And if any major more news develops, we will talk it. Just stay tuned here to the Spectrum One Network. For Carl, for Cindy, and for everyone here, this is Jason Block saying the landscape has changed. It's going to get fun. Talk to you later.